Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. We are going to welcome in Doug Briney in just a moment, but first I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. Doug's an award-winning artist who has toured the country from Alaska to Alabama, winning an Independent Country Music Association Award for Best Live Performance and Best Video at the International Music and Entertainment Association Awards. He has appeared at the CMA Fest, Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville, Silver Dollar Saloon, Iditarod, Alaska, and the Alaska State Fair, performing alongside Bobby G. Rice, Georgette Jones, Ashton Shepherd, Billy Yates, Lulu Roman, and many others. He is a musician's on-call artist, so we'll have to ask him about that. Performing for patients in Nashville hospitals, and I just think that's fabulous. Doug performed most recently on April 2nd at Nashville Palace with Buddy Jewell, Ken Mellons, and more. For more information on Doug, please visit him at DougBriney.com. So we'll just wait a moment for Doug to come on the line, and we will chat with him and see how everything's going. So thanks for hanging on, everyone. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing all right so far.
Awesome. Sorry about the glitch we had last week. I don't know what happened, but Blog Talk just cut us off in mid-sentence, so I apologize
it
to you,
did.
Doug.
It cut it off right in the middle, and when I tried calling back, it wouldn't allow it. There's no scheduled shows, and so it was kind of all, I figured, well, we'd get it figured out.
Yeah, we got it all figured out. So how are you doing today on this fine Tuesday?
Well, I'm doing all right so far. Just kind of kicking along, trying to get some work done. And some of it's been going well, some of it's been going,
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is one of those things. You never know. It's just you keep working at it and keep working at it, and eventually you'll get it.
That's right. That's right. Got to have a positive attitude, right?
Yeah, just that and a lot of determination to just keep working at it until it gets right.
I could not agree with you more. That is so true. So where did we leave off last week?
Oh, golly, I am not entirely sure. I have slept since then, so I don't really remember. I know I was right in the middle of something there. I think we were talking about Parkinson's song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we were at? We were talking a little bit about Parkinson's.
I believe you're absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the partnership with Parkinson's song. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Why don't we pick up there? That'd be fabulous.
Okay, that sounds good.
So tell us more.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was waiting for an intro or waiting for something on there. I don't know what I was doing about that. Parkinson's song is a song that I co-wrote with Howie Garut, a good friend of mine here in Old Hickory, Tennessee here. And Howie has Parkinson's disease. And several years ago when he was first diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he was having a very bad Parkinson's day, which means he was shaking quite a bit. He was coming back from a doctor's visit, and he was on the got onto the bus, and literally there was a woman there telling her child, and he overheard her say, "See, honey, that's why you don't ever do drugs. It'll cause, you know." And so the judgmental attitude, and that happened a couple different times that particular day, where people thought that he was a drug user because of the massive shaking and everything else. And it inspired him. He was very upset. And it just made him very, very upset. And he wrote a poem, very angry poem, based upon those experiences. Based upon that experience, he wrote a very, very angry poem. and has had it there for a while. Well, I got a hold of that poem, and I tweaked it, and we worked on it and changed it into a song, and kind of resolved it. We left the frustration there, but we kind of took some of the anger out, because it was just a very, I can't stress it. It was an angry poem. There was nothing fun about it. But we took that angry poem, turned it into a song, left the frustration there, but gave it a resolve at the end. That if you'll just take some time to get to know the Parkinson's person, you know, the person with this, that you'll find out that they're a real person, and you know, we don't want the judgmental attitudes. And once we took that, and then I put that to music, created the song Parkinson's Song, took my band into the studio, and we recorded that, and we just put the press release out yesterday, because I think I was giving you pre-released press release last week is what I was doing for you. We just released that yesterday. That we have partnered with the National Parkinson's Foundation. They have picked that up as it's going to be their theme song.
Oh my gosh, so
we're very excited about that. You know, really, really excited about that. It will be the theme song. It will be used in their advertising campaigns and this type of thing. So we're very excited about that. And what we're doing is a large portion of the profits from that song, that people will purchase the song from a website, a large percentage of those profits go directly to the National Parkinson's Foundation. Basically, we're keeping back just enough to cover our costs in doing this. And so we're giving back to the National Parkinson's Foundation in a pretty big way on that. So we're really excited about it.
Doug, congratulations. And, you know, it just says so much about you and your friend taking such what could be a negative, especially people could be so darn judgmental, and taking what happened.
And that's the whole point of the song, is that these people were very judgmental with it, and, you know, seeing him shake, and they were very judgmental. And to take that, I took it and turned it into a positive for him. That was what we tried, what we were trying to do with the song. It's exactly what we're trying to do.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome! A huge congratulations for doing that too, and I know that that's just going to be so amazing. And then the proceeds, a large portion of the proceeds, that's fantastic.
Like I said, we're excited about it, and so. It is up on the National Parkinson's Foundation Facebook page. I don't think that they've got it up on their web page just yet, but it will be up on the web page. But for the people that are listening there, go to DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com, and they can purchase that song there, 99 cents. And again, the profits go directly to the National Parkinson's Foundation.
That is so fantastic. Oh, my gosh, I have goosebumps just hearing that. I really do. That's just so awesome.
we're very excited about it. Because Howie has has Parkinson's, because he works as a DJ for V Radio Nashville, and he does their top 40 countdown and everything else. And so what we did is we asked him, you know, hey, if you have a large event, we would like to be involved in that large event. You know, let Howie come in, be the MC. I mean, who better? I mean, he's got the voice, he's got the personality to be up in front, and he's a Parkinson's patient. Who better to MC an event like that than him? And so to have our band come in and play for the event, you know, the band that actually did the song and, you know, and recorded and everything else. So that's something that we're hoping that we'll be doing quite a bit of this next year.
That is just amazing and just so fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Absolutely. Wow. So how has 2015 been for you guys so far? I can't believe we're in almost the end of April. Yikes.
I know it's going fast. It's going real well. It's going well. There's a lot to get done. Still a lot that we want to accomplish, but it is coming, and we're doing well. Been busy. Been to a couple award shows. Was just at an award show over this weekend. Music Rogue Radio hosted a large award show this weekend. I was really honored. I was up for four different nominations in there, and had a great time with that. So it's been very good.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic! And are you going to be traveling a lot in for the rest of the year?
Yes, we will definitely be traveling. Let's see, next week, where are we at right now? Golly, where are we at right now? We are at the today is the 21st of April. The next date that I'm on the road, I'll be heading to Pennsylvania, May 8, 9, 10. The following week, I'm in Florida. Following week, I'm in Centerville. This weekend, I'll be, or this Friday, I'm here in Nashville at the Antique Archaeology. So quite a few things going on. Grinder Switch coming up. Kentucky's coming up. A lot of things going on during Centerville. A lot of things coming up in June with the CMA Fest. And it's going to be great. Yeah. So very excited about that. A lot of things coming up there. So, yeah, we're staying very busy. Hopefully this summer get out quite a bit with the band and playing several different locations. And we're putting things on the calendar now.
That's awesome. Sounds like you're very, very busy and just have a lot going on. That's fantastic.
It is. It's a good thing, and it's fun because it keeps us busy, and that's what I like.
Absolutely. So I had a couple of questions. Do you ever get nervous when you go on stage? I think we might have talked about that real briefly last week, but I wanted to check in with you. I had a question from one of my listeners wanted me to ask you about that.
You know, I can honestly say I don't get so nervous going on stage. I really don't. I've been up in front of people my entire adult life and most of my teenage life, and even as a child, doing band performances and singing in church. So being up in front doesn't bother me. Now, I have a mental checklist that I go through all the time. I like to be there early. I like to get there early. I don't like to be last minute. That frustrates me and gets me very nervous if I'm late. Or feel like I'm late. I want to be there in time to make sure everything is set, make sure sound is right, make sure everybody's in place, make sure that we're all set so that whenever the time starts, we kick off on time. That's something I really, really work on. That gets me anxious. If I'm running late, I get very frustrated because I don't like to be late, but that gets me frustrated, but I get nervous then because I don't feel like I've had the time to mentally slow myself down and prepare. I like to make sure everything is right, then sit down for a few minutes beforehand and have a chance to meet folks, make sure the merchandise table is ready and everything else is set, and making sure that everything is ready before I perform. But the actual performance part to me is not, I don't get nervous on. I enjoy too much to be nervous on that.
That's great. I can understand how you'd feel if things were running a little bit late, because you want to go out there and you just want to make it such an amazing experience for everyone, who
exactly.
has come to see you and that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
not about the performance. It's about, the preparation ahead of time. And all the preparation is done in the rehearsals and the practices and everything else. So we're ready there, but it's making sure the sound is right, making sure everybody has a place on stage, that we all have adequate, that everybody has, like, the guitar player and the fiddle, and everybody has their amps plugged in and everything is balanced and mm-hmm. sound-wise, so that we're not too loud or too soft, and we've got a good mix. All those things are important, and it just takes a little bit of preparation and time ahead of time. So that's whenever I get, that's where I get nervous, is making sure that it's all right.
Making sure it's all right. True artist. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite fan experience, Doug?
Golly.
Like, has anything really crazy ever happened that you looked back at it and went, you know what, that actually turned out to be pretty cool?
You know, I was playing a show in Homer, Alaska, and there was a young lady there who was highly intoxicated. And she wanted so bad to hear a song that I did not know, that I did not have in my repertoire. And she would not let it go. And she just kept on and kept on and kept on. It was a 4-hour show, and I finally took a few minutes and I said, I'll do the first verse. I'll look it up. I'll look the song up during this break. And I'll do the first verse for you. She was elated. Well, I did the first verse, and I thought that would make her happy. But all it did was make her more insistent that I do the entire song. Well, as a result, I have made that, I learned the entire song, and it's a fun song, and I love singing it. I love performing the song and doing that. So it's a regular part of my show now. And that's because of that one very insistent
oh, my God, that is amazing.
It's the Toby Keith song. It's a Toby Keith song. Boy, my brain just blanked on the name of it. Bullets in the Gun song. And she just wanted to hear that one so bad. But Bullets in the Gun.
Oh, my gosh. If she's listening right now, that's for you, honey.
There you go. Well, I went back a month later and performed there again a month later, and I told her that I would have that down for her, and I got back there and did it then the following month, and it was a lot of fun.
You know what? That is just so nice. That is so nice, because it would have just been so easy to just go, oh, get her out of here. She's had too much to drink, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's so cool.
Security kept watching her, but after a while, they just let her keep going, and finally they finally came up, and I finally told her. I says, I've done the best that I can for you. I says, I'll be back next month. I'll make sure that I do the song for you at that time. But I says, there's a lot of other people here that want to hear the music. And I says, we need to focus on going forward. And I tried to dismiss it that way. And she just kept insisting. So finally the security came and actually escorted her to the back of the room where she was able then to enjoy the rest of the evening.
I think that's one of the best things I've ever heard. That's just really cool. Oh, my gosh. I know we touched on this a little bit last week, how is life different in Nashville versus Alaska? And we were actually talking about all the bugs and everything there.
Right.
And I was
right.
Wondering if you had any other thoughts on the big differences people would be interested to hear between living in Nashville and living in Alaska.
Again, like I said, from just climate-wise and whatnot, there's obviously differences. The bugs are a big difference. On a music level, I guess the difference is, because Alaska does have some very talented musicians up there as well. The difference is the climate of musicians up there is very different. Musicians there are very guarded. They don't like to work together so much because, there's very few places to play. And so they're very guarded. They don't want to share resources or those type of things. And so working together with other artists is almost never done. So that's different. Now, from the business end, they're booking things and having a venue pay for you to come and play. It's very easy there. You call place, oh, yeah, we'd love to have you. It's very, it's very open because there are so few artists, but there's so few venues, too. So you know, they like to have the variety. Here in Nashville, the difference honestly is the musicianship is everybody plays, and so and everybody is very open, wants to collaborate and do writing sessions together and be a part of things and work together. It's very different from that standpoint. Business wise, however, you know, calling a venue, you know, it's very difficult to get in to play because mm-hmm. there are so many people ready and who are good and ready to play that it's you know, there's a waiting line, which up in Alaska, there's never a waiting line to go play. So that's from a musical standpoint, that's a difference there.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
I have an off-the-cuff question for you. Are people as nice in Nashville as they seem to be? Because I've talked to so many people over the years throughout the country, and people mm-hmm. seem so down-to-earth and so sweet and just so nice and laid back, of course, you know.
You know, I think it's a part of the culture. I do. I think it's part of the southern culture there to be nice, to be accepting to and whatnot. I think that's a part of the culture. So yes, very much so. I think it is. And at the same time, they are the same ones that will say, "Now bless your heart." Now that does not mean in the way that you might think. You know, the people outside of the South. They think "bless your heart" means is a good thing. That it's actually like, "you knucklehead, what are you thinking?" is really what it means. So if someone says "now bless your heart," that's not a positive thing for you. That's a very nice way to say you're a knucklehead, you're an idiot. What are you thinking?
Oh my goodness!
So that's something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. It's a very sweet way of people just chopping you down. Bless your heart.
Oh,
it doesn't mean really bless your heart. It means, well, bless your heart, you are a little bit slow. You should not be on this planet.
You know, that is really interesting. I was reading an article, or I was going to, I pulled it up, I saved it, just yesterday, Doug, about the different phrases that people use from around the country.
Right.
And one of my girlfriends here in the Seattle area always says, "Oh, bless your heart." So now every time I hear that from her, I'm going to be like, what does that really mean?
What exactly does that mean? Yeah.
What do you really mean by that, girlfriend?
You know, is she from the South originally? Because if she's from the South originally, it may not mean what you think.
After 20 years of friendship, I could be in trouble. No, she's actually from, where is she from? Midwest.
Well, that probably means exactly what she's saying then.
Good.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. Wow. I would have never known that. So if I hear any of my friends from the Nashville area tell me to bless my heart, I'm going to take it
mm-hmm.
in a completely different direction.
it's probably not what you were thinking. That's right.
Oh, that is so funny. I'll have to pull up that article and share it with you on social media that I was going to look into. It was kind of funny. But yeah, bless your heart. I love it. Should write a song about that. Bless your heart.
There you go.
So finally, in our last few minutes, is there anything in particular you'd like all of your fans to know? And what can fans expect from you this year? Where can they see you?
You know, the biggest thing I'd ask for the fans to do is, you know, if you're listening to music and you enjoy it and you're listening to this interview, hey, drop over to DougBriney.com. You know, pick up the Parkinson song. That's a big thing. Support the National Parkinson's Foundation. The other thing that I would ask is that folks go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/DBSongs, and give the page a like there. I try to keep up with all of the news, what's happening. You'll know where I'm at. You'll know what's going on with Doug Briney Music. And so if you can just give that page a like, you'll get all that news and all that content, you know, on a regular basis. I would ask fans do that and stay in touch with me. Drop me an email. Let me know what's happening. And, you know, if you've got an area of the country or a place where you're living and you know of a venue that would be open to having some good country music, drop me a line. Let me know so I can contact them and get in that area. That's what we're doing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Doug, all the best. You are just such an amazing artist, and I'm so impressed with you every time we speak. And I know you have just millions of fans out there, and you just do such good work, and you're just so mega talented. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on my show today, Doug.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And again, I appreciate you. Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to do it this week. And Blog Talk didn't cut us off.
It didn't cut us off today. That's awesome. Well, I hope that you go out and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. I appreciate that. I'm going to sure try.
Awesome. Doug, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And you have a great day, Catherine. And we'll talk to you hopefully again soon.
That would be fantastic. Awesome. Thank you so much, Doug.
All right. Thank you. And have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye. So that was Doug Briney, everyone. He's just such an amazing, amazing artist and a really down-to-earth gentleman. So please do feel free to visit Doug at DougBriney.com. That's B-R-I-N-E-Y. And he has all the links to his social media on there. And do check out his Parkinson song. I just think that's such a beautiful story. And like Doug was saying, much of the proceeds are going to go to the Parkinson's Foundation. That's going to help a lot of people out. So follow my lead and pick up that song, which I'm going to do later today. And I'd like to thank Doug again very much for coming on the show. And also thank Michael Stover. So I hope you guys have a good day today. Yesterday in Seattle, it was 72, which was a beautiful day. So today I think it's going to be about in the 60s, which is even better. So that's kind of perfect. So thanks, everyone, so much for joining us. Thank you for being in the chat room, everyone. And go and make it a beautiful day today. Bye for now.